Bottle Drop is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., and it's staffed. The new center offers three ways to return: hand-counted, self-service automated machines, and easy-drop pre-labeled bags. The 2,200-square-foot indoor facility is located at 2105 West Broadway. It's every bit of 2 miles from the Safeway on East 18th, where John Nyberg is pushing bottles into a reverse vending machine. He reads a sign posted in the recycling room and processes the distance he and others will have to travel.
Pretty far away. Well, that's way far away. So there's no way that homeless people that depend on the money can get over there. They're going to be exhausted by the time they get over there, right? It's ridiculous. The people that have money already, they're throwing the cans away. They don't care. They throw them in garbage. And the people who really need the money that are homeless, they pull them out of the garbage. And they need somewhere close where they can go.
Nyberg came on his bike, and it's overburdened with bags of recyclables. He says this room is often crowded and dirty, and often the machines don't work. Today, one of the two of them is broken, but it's the closest place for him to go. Alicia Shiflett is with the Oregon Beverage Recycling Cooperative. She's manager of the new Bottle Drop and says when rolling out any redemption center, they consider something called convenience zones.
It has to be convenient for the consumers, and if they're used to returning at their place where they shop, it still needed to be easily accessed by all different modes of transportation.
Shiflett says for some, a trip out to Bottle Drop will pay off, since they will redeem more than double the number of containers retailers will.
Well, it took it from $7.20 in your pocket to $17.50 in your pocket.
Oregon was the first state to adopt a bottle bill 43 years ago. According to Shiflett, the goal of Bottle Drop is to increase redemption rates. Back at the Safeway recycling room, Todd Davis is sweating through 4 bags of bottles and cans. The place smells pretty bad. He says when it shuts down, he'll go to Bottle Drop because recycling matters to Davis.
Well, I think it's good for the environment, yeah. So financially, no, probably not, but environmentally, yeah, I think it makes a big difference. Keep everything we can out of the landfills.
For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert.